moving on, folks.
All You Need to Know podcast, episode 43.
This will be our last.
The probably last episode.
This is our last episode on this site, folks.
And again, there's only
we are going back to episode 1, which will be as good as these episodes, which is sad. In a couple
weeks. They'll be better.
In 2 or 3 weeks. They will be better.
By a second.
We got a whole bunch of news coming out.
They will be better. They will be better because you guys are getting kicked off. And me and Jordan will get more serious. And wait, never mind.
What are you talking about, blah?
Well, our podcasts aren't very good right now.
I know they're not.
We have to figure out how to make them better.
That's because we don't have actual good, like...
That's because we have John.
No, what we need...
What? It's true.
What we need is we need not just, like, everything roll into one thing.
We need to kick John off.
What we need to do... It's kind of hard to kick him off. He's like...
I know. He lives here, man. We're swimming, Chris.
That's the thing. If you kick me off, I'll just stand here making laughing noise in your podcast.
Yeah, you'll cry. You'll be like,
we have to. We're gonna have to start locking him outside like a cat or something.
We'll wrap a chain around his neck and tie him to a tree, and we'll leave him out there overnight. It'll be like that episode of The Simpsons when Bart has to go outside 200 feet away from Lisa, and he becomes a wild dog animal thing.
I love that.
That'll be John.
Have you seen that? You know when he's going spider king?
John, you can't do that.
That's the commercial.
John, you can't
Harry
twist
Potter
them or
comes
ruffle them anymore.
What?
And did you see that?
Because we're printing on the other side next week.
Maybe something. What she says is something about spider pig, and he goes, no, it's not spider pig anymore. It's Harry Potter.
Oh.
Yeah. And he has the
oh, yeah,
paper
scar
and the
we saw the glasses. Order of the Phoenix movie. Quick impressions. Jordan.
Need to be longer. And bit other than that, they did a good job.
I agree. They should have had more detail in a couple of spots, but it was the best. Thomas?
I didn't see it.
Oh yeah, I forgot. You saw Transformers though. What did you think of Transformers?
It was stinking awesome. Okay. The graphics the special effects were stinking. It's worth the money to get to see it. That's what I said.
Good answer, John. You should be a good critic.
It's worth paying that $8 to see this movie.
Hey, we should have
actually that's
like
true.
That. So, do you think we should do something like that? Like have a, I know this sounds kind of stupid, but you know, like a section, not just roll it into one. But
no movies.
What are you talking about?
A section
for movies.
Yes.
No.
One
no.
person.
Anyway, folks.
One person has to go see every movie that
movie
comes out.
Movie prices.
It's like.
Yeah, this is Jordan's rant.
No, this isn't my rant. This is ridiculous.
It's gonna turn into
my one. Little sister, who's 10, took $8 to get in to see a movie. What's up with that?
Okay,
you're probably
here,
$8. It's whining.
Here, if you're listening in like the States or something,
it's
okay,
like $80.
Guess how much it is right here.
Guess
it. It's $7.95 flat rate. Come on, they don't even have a senior discount.
Thomas, in New York, you pay like $12 per person in America.
Is this true?
Yeah, that's true.
It's way too expensive down there.
It's even worse down there.
Maybe that's why no one goes to movies anymore.
That's why. Who wants to pay? You go with a family.
Okay.
Say you want to go with 10 friends.
When my mom
it costs you like $150.
When my mom and dad went to movies when they were like 20?
25 cents, yeah.
59 went up.
went up.
No, but I mean, I would see 59 cents is way too cheap considering all the technology
well,
that goes
nowadays,
into it.
No,
but
you couldn't make any money off that.
Five or, like, even $5. I would go see a lot of movies that I don't if it was
$5. Taxes. $5 including tax, I
there's
know
no
I would go see
a
there's no tax on
if
movie.
They could throw in tax if they want to. I wouldn't care. $5 including tax, I'd probably go see three times as many movies as I do.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly. Because
saw.
We just
they
we don't have
Pirates,
the money on top of games and everything.
They saw Pirates of the Caribbean three times.
Yeah.
You know, once my sister didn't see it, then the other time my sister didn't see it, mm-hmm. then my sister went to see it twice because
no,
but,
it's because Johnny Depp was in it.
No, it had more to do with Orlando.
Oh, yeah.
No, actually, Tony doesn't like Orlando because he's a kind of wispy.
What? Speaking of Harry Potter, the book tonight, folks. Who is not excited?
Jordan,
we're recording this Friday because Jordan wanted to read the book Saturday.
I'm not coming tomorrow. I'm getting my copy tonight at midnight.
I know, and then...
Really?
Yeah.
Are you going to stake out?
Yeah.
Jordan is very, very undedicated to this show, and that will have to be rectified.
It will not be rectified.
Why
I'm
he
not
kicked
coming.
Off and then chained up like a dog outside.
Good luck with that, Thomas.
Okay,
<we're>
I would like to see Thomas trying to
okay,
chain Jordan anywhere.
We're gonna need. pro wrestlers.
We're gonna need a couple of boxers.
World's strongest man.
We're gonna need a 3-inch chain.
Exaggerating.
Oh, titanium.
Titanium reinforced 3-inch thick chain.
You'll need at least 10 Thomases, I'll give you that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you would just kill them all.
Yeah, probably.
One blow.
Probably.
Yeah.
You'd all die.
And then the world's strongest man just sits on you and goes, and your eyes pop out.
It wouldn't even take the world's strongest man. It'd probably take the
world's fattest man.
No,
heaviest
man.
It would take
like the world's skinniest, most weakest man.
I bet you Bruce Willis would kick my butt even in his old age.
Okay.
I'm gonna go for Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford couldn't kick my butt.
Yeah, okay, no, all Jordan has to do is touch him and he falls apart.
I know.
Hello.
What's happening in the Indiana Jones movie? Is it still coming out?
Yeah, they started filming.
Alright, yeah. I thought it was coming out.
Oh, guess what? The Batman, Lego Batman, has just been announced and is in development.
We talked about that like 5 weeks ago.
And
it wasn't in development. Yeah, we talked about that a couple of weeks ago.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's true.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Who cares about that game?
Okay.
Well, about the 3 million people who bought Lego Star Wars 1 and 2.
Oh, and guess what they have now?
And the complete saga that's coming out for all of the stuff too. And it's got all.
You just destroyed my rant. I was gonna start off with Jordan. Yeah.
Well, you're gonna rant about Jordan?
No, I was gonna rant about
rant
the Lego Star Wars saga.
You can't rant on
the complete saga.
Yes.
Yeah.
Curse you! But I'm.
It's coming out on the Wii, so at least there'll be some sort of lightsaber game out for it.
That should be fun.
Actually, they're saying it's really good. I'm hoping it's better.
Okay, anyway.
Oh yeah, despite me and Jordan's opinions, we didn't like the Lego Star Wars games. It sold like 2 million copies worldwide, and it's a very good game according to most people, and it's very popular. Me and Jordan just didn't like it. I found it too easy and too short. I beat it in like 3 hours. I played straight through and I beat it in like 3 hours.
I beat it before dinner and I came home that day at like 3, so.
I know. It was so easy.
Yeah.
There was a couple of puzzles that weren't hard, but they weren't easy.
You have
so.
To walk around a square.
Yeah, you have to walk around a square 3 times.
Like, woo! But, if they said there's gonna be a lot more puzzles. But
yeah, they are doing, they're redoing some stuff.
3 hours and 15 minutes!
Well, if both games are together, it'll take 6 hours, but...
I should have put the second one harder, but I never got around.
Yeah.
Wait, you don't have it.
I don't even feel like it. As far as I was concerned,
I thought it was an advertising scheme for Lego.
But you wanted your...
It worked, though.
You wanted your what's it?
You wanted your what's it?
You wanted your... What was it? You wanted your... Hover bike or something? What was it?
Hover bike?
It was, Oops.
No, I have a bike. He kept saying, where's my hover bike? And I ended up destroying him into needle.
Yeah, that was fun. I like the pod racing.
No, we're talking about hover bikes.
I know, but I like the pod racing, and it was hovering.
I hate pod racing. It took me 3 hours to beat!
It didn't take me, it took me like
actually,
a fourth try.
It wasn't me. It wasn't actually me, it was
second
sisters.
Second try.
I did it on my like, third, fourth try.
I beat it in like...
I would have done it the first time.
I beat it in the first time.
You see, the thing is, for the PC, I have Lego Star Wars Racer, which is Pod Racer, and that's a really good game.
You know what I like doing with games? Stretching them out. So they last longer.
I don't like doing that. Let me beat it, and then I can play the game and get all the secrets.
Yeah. I tend to try to get everything as I go through, and that's why it takes so long to beat games.
I still kick myself for it.
But we didn't do that on Twilight Princess.
I actually slap myself every time I think of it. Which is,
He just slapped himself.
Yeah.
Can I do it?
There, you heard it.
He's not slapping himself very hard.
He's just like, I'll help you out.
Anyway. But every time I, like, because in Need for Speed Carbon, I forgot to get the Aston Martin from the pink slip.
What's the pink slip?
Pink slip is when you get the boss's car. This is
why is it
Martin
pink?
DB9 because it was totally awesome for me. The second best.
What does this have to do with the racer?
Because this is a racing game.
Yeah. Okay,
and
let's move
I'm
on to news.
First
the
story.
The Wii is a lollipop.
Sweet! I can eat it!
This is a little bit cheesy, but you do get where he's coming from.
Not really. I don't. This is by Jack Trenton, who's been known to say very biased and mean things. He has the right to be a fanboy of Sony system.
I hope you turn into a half crab, half man. There you go.
half lobster. He makes the point of lobsters thinner in here.
It does make sense if you read it.
It makes sense to an extent, but I don't agree with his...
You don't have to agree.
Not very many people agree, and Sony is really... I feel Sony's been destabilized by the success of the Wii right now.
Because, I got it.
They've always made these statements. They're like, we're the best. They're too full of themselves, and they don't think they can be knocked off the pinnacle. And one day it's going to happen.
Okay, the Wii P60.
It's a terrible name.
I would say PS Wii 60.
I get it.
PS Wii 60.
That's awful.
I know.
Wouldn't that be silly? I hope they don't do that. Like the PlayStation.
The PlayStation Wii 60.
Or the PlayStation 500.
I don't think they're going to get to 500. I think Sony will go bankrupt. Yeah. Or something will happen to Sony.
Or the world will just blow.
Yeah, the world will
make enough money from all their other divisions.
I think they'll make enough.
They don't make a lot, but they make enough.
When I'm like 100.
They own the two biggest studios.
Hey guys, what do you think? Do you think by the time I'm like 50
I haven't exactly
or
been impressed with a lot of Sony's latest movies.
Hey.
Yeah, I know, but the.
Get this.
Spider-Man?
I didn't like Spider-Man 3. I thought it was not very good.
Everyone jumped, including Tess. Where's like the
Tess screen?
Like that, she like jumped.
I know she. I didn't jump through that whole movie except when Tess screamed in my ear because I was sitting beside her and she screamed. And I jumped because that scared me.
Tess screaming.
Yeah, Tess screaming scared me.
And everyone
was just like,
I'm in theater because what's it? Venom grabs Spider-Man by the head, goes dong into a pipe.
The best person. Spider-Man to the
bar
and Sandman
was whacking
him.
But nothing would happen. And he's like, I'm dying. It's like a pillow.
Okay, can Jordan read the article?
Really, okay. I think the PlayStation 3 is served the turf. You want the lobster and steak, and you're going to give yourself the treat of getting the best thing on the menu. PS2 is always your favorite burger restaurant. You get there for comfort food, and it's just always good and good and it's a good value. That's true. Let's face it. The PlayStation 2 is sold.
The PlayStation 2, yeah. The PlayStation 2 is sold a lot.
I like the PlayStation 2.
As for the
I'm
other
getting
two consoles,
one
too. Wii is a lollipop, and I'm too old for lollipops. That makes sense for me. That's why I didn't get the Wii. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's why everyone buys Scarface and The Godfather and all of those other games where you get to beat people over the head with crowbars.
But they haven't been on the top 10 games yet, Chris.
Exactly. That's because there's not a lot of them and the adults haven't bought them.
Exactly.
And actually, that's not true. The Godfather was top on
Wii only, though.
The Wii list.
My mom was Wii actually saying, she said...
Yeah, that's the point.
I agree with you. I don't... She says, you know... All the, like, the super, 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 super violent games that are, like, shouldn't be even, like, be rated some of the ratings, right?
So Manhunt 2. Except if you look here, this is a rumor, but Manhunt 2 will be published.
I saw it while I was printing it, but...
As for the other one, Xbox 360, I got sick for months. In the wild because the cook isn't always reliable. I love my 360, but I have to agree with this guy. I've had some problems with my 360.
Now, to me, he seems a little full of himself. The PS3 is a steak and lobster dinner.
It is the best. No one has ever denied that.
It's only the best in graphics.
It's just,
that's the only
and
thing
the
it does.
And the technology in it.
But the technology really doesn't matter if no one buys it.
What I really think, if I could afford it...
It's like sold another 300,000 units since the price drop.
If I could afford it, I would get it for one reason only. Which would be because...
To sell it.
The technology is so good.
See,
that,
if you had to choose between three next-gen systems...
Which one would
you get
for free? Get,
Thomas?
Which one? Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and Wii?
Yeah.
Gotta go for
the 3, there you go.
Xbox. No one buys them anymore.
I get the PlayStation 3 Motor Store.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do you know what? They're actually coming out with this package. Here's the package.
I saw that.
80 gigs.
This was a good package. I saw that.
Resistance Fall of Man, Motor Storm, two controllers. How much?
$650.
Just $600.
No, I thought you said there was a Motor Storm and two controllers.
They threw in Resistance.
The only thing is, with Resistance, that completely...
$200, get this.
No, Thomas, listen. Including Resistance in that package, that completely eliminates all of the younger kids who aren't allowed to play those kind of games. So, right there, they're losing a couple hundred thousand.
They're aiming for their 127.
I know, that's the point. There isn't enough... I feel there isn't enough, like... gamers above the age of 16 or 17
get this
that have the money, because half of them are in college, to buy a PS3.
And Chris, get this.
There's
okay.
not just enough of them, period. So they can't sell a lot in the ending of that one Target.
Chris, this is one of these packages you don't get, right? Systems. Costco's. It's $200 for two controllers, a PlayStation 2.
Oh, did you get what I sent you for the PS2?
Yeah, thanks. Though I'm not looking for that type of
you're looking for the Slim?
Yeah.
Yeah. $84 for a PS2 with Kingdom Hearts and a controller. But it wasn't the redesigned Slim one.
I'm thinking is because...
That was a good
deal.
Okay,
guess how much it is. For two controllers, two games, which was... Okay, it's not really how much, but... Okay, it had ATV Off-Road Fury 4, right? Mm-hmm. And something like Half-Life or something like that.
Yeah, Half-Life.
For, like, from E to M.
Yeah, Half-Life is
it's there. Like, then you can't...
Exactly, that completely eliminates it's, all of the
so
kids.
So basically, you have to be
to
between
does,
my age and Jordan's age.
Mm-hmm.
I know, but the average 7-year-old doesn't play...
There's a lot. It's amazing how many
I know,
there
but
are.
If you consider it, maybe... How many? Do you think you've seen 15 or 20 playing Gears of War?
15 for no more than that.
Okay, well, more. But how many kids play video games?
A lot.
Okay, a lot. So the proportion is probably... You know, 1 or 2%, and that completely eliminates all of the.
1 or 2%, it's more than that.
No, it's not.
That I've played with.
Okay, think about this. The PS2 has sold
127 million.
127 million units.
Yep.
Okay, I almost guarantee you half of those are to people under the age of 15.
Sure.
Right. People under the age of 15. Okay, people under the age of 10. Almost definitely not going to be able to play M-rated
and
games.
Probably,
some of them can.
Their parents will let them play the game, but they won't let them go
think,
online.
But
so.
If only 1 or 2% is that, then how many over that age?
Are there?
Yeah, a lot.
I know, but there's still not a lot. There's enough. There's not a lot.
There has
there's
to
enough
be a lot.
People to, like...
Then where are all these mystical
excuse
people,
Chris? Excuse me, Chris?
What?
There
they're the people who don't
to
play
buy
games.
127 million.
I know, that's because... Okay, we have a friend who bought a PS2.
Yep.
Okay? He barely plays it anymore.
That's because he's not a hardcore gamer.
Exactly. That's where they got half of their sales from, is the people... We have a couple of friends down in Nanaimo. They have an 7 and 4-year-old kid.
All 4 of us are hardcore gamers compared to...
Well, all 3 of us.
John. I think John
no, he
more
doesn't.
Games than you.
No, he hasn't.
He played Pokemon.
No, he hasn't.
Diamond a lot.
I think overall... Yeah.
He's played Pokemon games, but those really don't count because he can't finish them.
Those count. He's beating us.
Yeah.
He's been all
okay,
overall, I think
he's a gamer because he plays...
No, he is
Halo.
A gamer.
So you count it as him.
Okay, we have these friends. And they got a PS... They got a PS2 for their kids. Yeah. Their kids are like 8 and 4 or 8 and 3 and whatever. And I have never seen it at their house. It's like in a box in the basement. The point is...
Are they getting a Wii, though?
No.
See,
but that's... Well, they might. I don't know if they do. I haven't talked to them for a long time. But it's like we had a guy over here who was an exchange student from Italy who came over.
Oh,
he spoke really
like,
good English.
Let's play some Halo.
Yeah, we played Halo. He has an Xbox 360.
Wow.
One of his favorite games is Gears of War. And then we played some Wii Sports... boxing. And he got so into it, and he was really good. But he asked me how much it was, so I told him $250 US. And he said he was considering buying one. And
But everybody knows the Wii sales are going to slow down. There's
hold
no
your
I guarantee you they will slow down.
Hold your hand
I'm
pre- second,
I will almost guarantee you they are going to sell more. Like, even at the lowest part, it will be selling more than probably the highest part
Chris,
the GameCube ever sold.
I bet you that...
I'm pretty sure it'll be like that.
I bet you that when Halo 3 comes out, the Xbox 360 sales jump.
It won't, the problem...
Not
Xbox
really. It will kind of...
They'll jump by at least
the Xbox 360 is really slowed down now.
Okay, here's the thing,
and
folks.
The PS3, they're selling as much as the PS3.
And I
want to
know, the PlayStation 2 is...
No, the PlayStation
2 is... Or is not connected... To the computer.
It is.
What, to the internet?
Online.
You have to buy an adapter for it, and there's not very many games that use it.
Does 70% of 127
like, it's like Final Fantasy 11 or whatever is in an MMORPG.
Who said they were getting the PlayStation 3.
I know this is what they say, but when was this poll taken?
Oh, no, no, if you just go around. Most people say they are. Plus, if you go on any website, under all the Sony people, there's about 12 people, different people, on every poll. I mean, on every discussion that say they're going to get one just for certain games. Sony hasn't had any big games out yet, people. Mm-hmm. We're cutting them out too early.
Let's go back
I'm sure what's going to happen is the Wii sales will slow down and they will, you know, flatline at, you know, whatever.
We go back
a few hundred thousand sales
right
a month,
here.
Whatever. And then the PS3 sales will slowly start to pick up. And, you know, probably by the end of it, the PS3 sales and the Wii sales will probably equal out.
And, Chris, I just looked at...
I see 100 but million the PlayStation 3s being sold.
If Sony sells 100 million PS3s, they might go bankrupt.
I see that happening.
Because they're losing so much money. Like, Microsoft makes no money. They made no money when they did the Xbox, and they're only starting to make money now off of the accessories for the 360.
The 360 lost over $1 billion.
Chris.
Exactly, they lose $24 every unit they sell.
Chris, think about this.
And right now, Microsoft is losing money terribly. They're not making any money.
The GameCube was...
dead. And it still is dead.
No, it was actually alive. All the like Nintendo powers and all things that had to do with it had the GameCube. And I was looking, flipping through my Nintendo Power I have from 211 to 217 right now, and come on, it's like,
what?
It's really like incredible that how fast the system can be taken over.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the GameCube hasn't had, a game come out in at least 6 or 7 months.
Actually, that's not true.
Okay, here's,
what game
here's
has come out?
Argument,
Let's
folks.
See.
All the argument I need.
Animal
no,
Crossing
wait, it didn't.
2.
Metal Gear
no,
Solid.
Animal Crossing Wild Roses on the DS. And don't yell at Animal Crossing Wild World because it sold, I believe, 1.5 million in Japan and a couple and a million here. And
you cross animals to make new animals.
No.
That's it.
Seriously, that's what it is.
No, it's not. It's
you
farm and you fish. It's basically an item where you trade and collect items.
And you breed new animals.
No, you don't.
I'm pretty sure you did.
No, you don't.
Actually,
you have a farm.
He's right.
You
don't.
I think you do.
You do.
No, you don't.
Do. Yeah, you do. I read
I think
you can breed animals, but
I
you can't breed
like
new
Harvest
ones.
Moon.
Yeah, that's what's called Animal
Harvest
Cross.
Moon is
By
a
way,
farm.
It's kind of like Harvest Moon. You know,
Seven
go to the
Cross
toilet,
animals.
You hear every single thing that goes on.
Anyway, final like, thing. Metal Gear Solid 4 will sell so many.
Sorry, I don't. Is it an RPG?
No.
No, it's strategy.
It's the game that people are most looking forward to.
I think Jordan
Best
should get Halo Wars.
Exactly.
Best
but
E3.
The difference is, if that does come out on the 360...
Then it won't.
Raise your hand if you're a decent
like
sniper.
If
raise
it
your
does.
Hand if you're a decent sniper. Halo.
No, I'm not a decent sniper.
Okay, you should get Halo Wars, because it's all snipers, rocket launchers, and...
But you don't do any of that.
Yes, you do.
It's an army you control, Thomas.
Yeah, exactly. It's so cool, because you're front line. You get weapons, whatever you want. You don't pick them up. You go in, and it's like a really good game.
Halo Wars is now yet.
It is.
Is it?
Is
no,
it?
It's not.
Yeah, it is. I've looked at the screenshots.
Yeah, no,
yeah
screenshots
come out like
early.
3 years before the game comes out.
Yeah. Killzone will save the PlayStation. No, not Killzone. That was good game.
Metal Gear
will save the PlayStation 3.
Again, but I'm going to say that if I have a PS3 and I bought Metal Gear, how long is that? Those games? Like 40 hours?
I think more than that. They're pretty long.
Well, whatever. You play that game, and then you're like, oh. And then you have to wait 4 more months before the next big PS3 game hits. Right? That's way too few.
No, it isn't, because they got Lair, they've got Heavenly Sword, they've got Killzone 2, they've got Motorstorm, they've got Resistance Foe Man.
I know, but...
Resistance Foe Man 2. They've got...
The one with the skeleton,
only count ones
skeleton.
That are out. So Resistance 2 isn't out yet.
Okay, very well. The games that will be coming out...
And how long has the system been out for?
Killzone 2.
The system has been out for 7 months now?
Yes.
And how many games did you say there?
There are two that are worth getting right now that are out.
Okay. The system has been out for 7 months. And Jordan said about 10 games, something, 7 or 10 games,
no,
or somewhere
I
in there.
Get through all the way.
Okay, that's less than one game a month. Really hardcore gamers will beat Metal Gear Solid in a week.
Maybe.
A week or 2 weeks. That's not enough software. And the point is, there was another article that said you can make 5 Wii games for the cost of one PS3 game.
Really?
because it takes so much, because the graphics are so much harder to make for, because if an explosion happens and the guy's eyebrow doesn't twitch as he's dodging out of the way, it adds, takes that little bit of realistic out of it. So you have to do everything, and it costs so much money
like
to do this.
Like your eyes are going, they want everything.
And it costs, that's exactly, the PS3 doesn't have a ton of games coming out for it because the graphics are so good they can't make them fast enough.
But there actually are a lot coming out.
I'm sure there are, but again, there's not a lot of software out for it.
I think over summer, though, there's about 30 games getting released.
I know, but how many of those are games you'll want to buy?
Actually a lot.
No.
No, they have a lot of good games. They got Lair and they got Killzone, and they have Heavenly Sword, which looks awesome.
Okay, so
that's two. I don't know.
Two games.
I don't own the PlayStation 3 yet.
And those two games over the 4 months of summer.
That's good enough.
Two games over the 4 months of summer.
But what does
that's not
have
much
coming out other than Metroid?
Metroid, they have Super Mario Galaxy.
Okay.
Nintendo.
That's still in development.
No, it's coming out November 12th.
That's not. Doesn't count. That's not summer.
Just summer. Oh, in summer?
Just summer.
Right. Nintendo doesn't have a lot coming out, but Scarface is coming out.
That doesn't count. So they're going to release on other consoles. It has to be.
Scarface is exclusive for the Wii.
No, it isn't. Scarface has been on all the other systems.
I know, but this is a new port to the Wii.
I know.
So it counts.
It counts. I don't see that one selling.
There's Scarface. There's Metroid. What was the other one? I keep forgetting them.
There's just Corruption, man.
There's Corruption. There's Thomas.
There's none.
Darth Vader entered the room. I am your father.
What are they? No More Heroes isn't coming out. A lot of their stuff they pushed back till Christmas.
So they're just trying to count for
Halo.
Halo, but I mean, there's Little Big Planet coming out. That is an amazing game.
I know, but again, how long is that going to keep people busy?
Forever, because it's an online. They got the home coming out.
It's just like Halo 3.
Sony
or
is
it's
not
just
as
like
much trouble as people think they are.
No, I agree. Sony's going to do fine, but I'm just debating whether, because you guys,
sorry,
can you listen to what people are saying?
We were, actually.
Okay, and then don't fight.
Another thing about the Metal Gear Solid, what type of game?
Stealth.
Exactly.
Like what time here? Future. And one more thing, like what kind of like what are you fighting and sort of stuff?
Metal Gears and then these giant robots.
And what are you?
You're this dude who's got all these weapons with the team. You got this
one,
dude?
Oh, is that the one where they're flying in that little thing and they're swearing and they're coming down?
Killzone.
They're swearing as they're coming down.
Because they get shot. Then they go,
There's also Folklore, which is amazing. And now their Japanese sales are also starting to get up. They've sold twice as many as the 360, they've sold over 1 million.
Twice as many as the 360 is awful, because the 360 sells like a million units, or 1,000 units a month.
I know, but with the 2-year head start, that still counts.
It doesn't matter, it still sells nothing.
466,000 in Japan, the PlayStation 3 is over a million now.
Over, like total over a million?
In Japan.
The Wii just broke the
three million
mark.
3 million, exactly. But it used to be a 1-5 deficit. Now it's 1-3.
Yeah.
And that's in a week. That's in a week, folks. It's not as bad as it seems.
And
people are way underestimating.
Yeah,
Sony.
But still, the PSP is not.
Who cares about PSP? You don't need the PSP.
No, you don't.
They don't make their money from handhelds. The PlayStation 3 is going to be huge.
We'll see. Now, whether I don't think you guys. Stop, John. You've got to get a little more serious and listen, okay? I don't think right now, just because of the price, I don't think the PS3 will sell anywhere near. It might sell 50 million units. It won't sell over 50 million units.
The controllers are making for the Wii.
I think it will
sell over 50 million. The Wii remotes are making more money.
And here's another thing. This new package. Do you know how much you're actually paying for the PlayStation 3 and the original one controller you got?
How much?
$400 in this new package.
Yeah, exactly, but half the people don't want to.
$400 console, that's cheaper than the 360, and you get
$400?
$400
is the price of the premium in the US.
Yeah, I know.
And this is US price.
Exactly, but you get another extra 60 gigs, and then when you do the entire 600 thing, you get two games, great games, two controllers, free online, the PlayStation 3. I mean, that's an amazing deal, and you don't have to pay for batteries in the PlayStation 3 controllers. They're chargeable.
By the way,
yeah, what happens when
they
charge?
Because he left his controller on. controllers.
Yeah, I know. No, it wasn't left.
That's why the Wiimotes are meant to turn off automatically.
They have rechargeable batteries out.
So does the 360. It's just ridiculous.
No joke, they have rechargeable batteries out.
Yeah. Well, and the Wii.
Do you know what the problem with rechargeable batteries are?
Eventually they die and you have to throw out your PS3 controllers.
You don't. No, it's not batteries. They've got this chip. They're really good.
Chips don't hold power.
No, they're really good. Batteries. Apparently you can get like 30 hours and you can charge them at night safely. Anyway, folks, here's my problem with rechargeable batteries.
And if you don't recharge them the first time
If you
properly,
don't recharge them all the way.
No. You got it other way around.
You're talking about alkaline recharge.
Other way
Whatever
around.
They are.
You have to lithium ion all the way down. Like,
so you have to use them all the way, but you also have to recharge them all the way.
I know, those are for alkaline.
Those are ridiculous.
You don't have to fill lithium ion.
And slowly, they lose more and more of their
I know, exactly. So eventually, the PS3 controllers will need to be thrown out because they're not replaceable.
They aren't batteries, man.
How can you score 30 hours of...
I don't know how to do it.
They've got batteries on these chips. That's how they do it. The only way to store power is to be to store it in a battery.
Chris,
these blue chips, you've seen them.
Yes, I have.
Batteries can be pretty small.
They're fat, like that, and they have batteries.
They don't need to...
The battery acid is inside these little packs that are on there.
Whatever, I don't know. All I know is that you never have to replace
them. It's a clever idea.
Sony, we congratulate you.
I think Sony's being underestimated right now. I think they're in a very strong position.
Yes, but right now they're not doing very good. And
right now they're doing amazing. They're doing best right now.
No, they're not.
Just because of the price cut.
The Wii is outselling it everywhere. Where is the Wii not out? Yes, the Wii outsells it in
non-Australia.
Non-Australia. But Australia, that's Australia.
right now,
it sells 1,000 units.
Right now in Japan,
a year.
Right now in North America, it's not outselling.
Yep.
Right now.
The Wii outsells
not
it.
Right now.
Yep.
No, wait, not with the price cut.
Yep.
Why are you saying right now?
Right now.
I saw the PS3 was in fourth place.
Yeah, I know.
The PS2 sold more than the PS3.
Yeah. The
and the Wii and the DS were the two.
That's only in America. They're doing exceptionally well. People are
And in Japan, the Wii and DS are always on top, followed by the PSP, I think. No, the PS2 and then
but
the PSP,
I
something like that.
But right now in Japan, the PlayStation 3 is on top.
What about that system
right now
that
in Japan,
the Wii said they were going to come out with?
Yep, the Wii is.
Dreamcast.
How many have they sold? Because let's face it, folks.
Last week they sold 150,000.
This week, folks. Sony has to have sold at least 400,000 in Japan over a week, at least, because they were behind Xbox.
I want
to
know.
Okay, basically, it's really hard to sell over 400,000 units
in
Japan.
They have to have. There's no other way for them to be over the 1 million mark.
No, they were already at like 900,000. They sold like 100,000.
No, they were doing really bad. Remember, they 1-6 ratio 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
To Wii. Now it's a 1-3. They have to have sold.
I don't know.
That much.
I'll check up.
There's
I don't know
no
the
way.
Sales figures.
There's no other way. There's no other way you can do that, folks. Guaranteed. Okay. It's all logic, guys.
Okay, we got to move on here because we spent 80 minutes talking about the first story.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me go see.
Okay, so... Rockstar? You know Rockstar's
table
tennis game?
33 minutes.
I do not think table tennis... Should be a game.
Rockstar's table tennis game. Okay, you guys listen to this. Table tennis, Rockstar's table tennis, is made by is Rockstar who makes GTA. Who makes? Well, Rockstar doesn't, but the company does. Who makes Manhunt? No, Rockstar made Manhunt.
What the Manhunt?
Okay, they make Manhunt and GTA and table tennis.
But they make a lot of sports games.
No, they don't. K2 does. K2 Sega. Sega makes lots of good games. They're just not very well known. Okay, so Rockstar Table Tennis is coming to the Wii.
Rockstar Table Tennis. John said you get like a chainsaw guitar. It's like.
Do you know what table tennis is, Thomas?
Yes, I know, but that's what you use.
It would be really fun on the Wii.
Table tennis.
Well, the 360 one sold pretty good, so.
And then the chainsaw.
I know, but why would you buy table tennis?
Well, a lot of people don't have room for table tennis sports.
I don't care. It's not table tennis.
It's not table tennis.
It doesn't count.
Okay,
so I'm going to read a little thing here. Ever since we released Table Tennis on the Xbox 360, fans have been asking us to create a Wii version, said Sam Hauser, founder and exclusive producer of Rockstar Games. Bringing Table Tennis to the Wii and utilizing the motion-sensitive Wii Remote, and a new audience can now experience a game that is beautifully designed and impossible to put down. I see Table Tennis selling much better on the Wii than the 360.
Yeah, but why would people buy this? It's a waste of money. Get something good, folks.
I'm getting Geometry Wars Galaxies on the Wii, because... Or Galaxies,
yeah. Is that out yet?
No, it's coming out for Christmas. That's another game that's coming out. No, it's coming out this summer. I can't remember.
I can't believe you're skipping out on the Xbox 360.
I don't have enough time. There's too many good Wii games coming out. I have to play Wii games. There's not enough time to play Xbox 360.
You want an Xbox 360.
Exactly. That's why I knew it would be. That's why I didn't get one.
I will eventually. There's too many games I want.
Sell your Wii and get an Xbox 360.
Hey, that rhymes. That's what I think you should do.
No.
Sell your Wii and get a 360.
You don't even know what a... You've... Never mind.
Here's it.
John, you wouldn't be allowed to play Gears of War at home.
At home.
Yeah.
But I do, at Jordan's.
I know, but not here. And,
I just get up.
I want all of Nintendo's games, because I love Nintendo's games too much.
Believe me, one day you're going to be sitting on the street, and you're going to be, I still have my Wii. I will.
I'm never going to sell my Wii.
I'm never going to sell it.
Until it's like some antique.
Yeah, I'll keep it until it's an antique.
I think there's going to be the Wii PVP.
It's like the Wii PP5.
The next one is going to be the Nintendo one.
I don't need to read this. Table Tennis is coming to Wii.
Yeah. So, here's it. Shh. We need someone to do an interview.
I'll be.
Okay. This is a Silicon Era interview with Brian Greyard and Frank O'Connor from Bungie. I'm going to be Silicon Era. You want to be FO, Frank O'Connor Jordan. You want to be FO, and
yeah,
you're going to be
FO man.
You're going to be.
Chris doesn't even know what that stands for.
Yes, I do know what it stands for.
It's like
FO.
You.
Yeah.
FO man.
Actually, I'll be
Shawty Bean FO.
I'm Shawty Bean BG.
Yep. Okay, so you're gonna be Brian. You need your paper if you want to read, correct? Okay, so I think I'm going to ask
a man.
I think I'm going to ask a forbidden question. Was there ever Halo for the DS? Jordan.
FO man. I believe we got pissed for it several times.
Read it.
Okay, but you were just making that up.
You're the next page. No, you're not. Yeah, you are.
Like, mine just stays like this now.
No. Oh, no, you're not. Never mind.
FO or BG?
You're BG, so... You guys,
every
John.
Every once in a while, it comes up. Somebody out there, some developer, pitches a, and tries to make it happen.
FO, man. Microsoft does publish disc skins or licenses them, I think, to THQ. That's you, Thomas.
Oh, okay. But there has...
No!
Been,
no.
What?
It's very unlikely.
It's very unlikely that some
he's
somebody.
Doing
this interview. Somebody. I'm going to play two parts
Excuse
and start
me.
Again. I'll be
FO and BG.
Did
somebody at some point in time created a prototype and tried to pitch it?
FO. Which is probably why... Oh my god.
Probably what? Casamassina. Matt Casamassina, editor-in-chief of IGN.
Talking about.
Your turn?
BG, man.
I'm trying to get my paper and then.
I'll
okay.
be his part.
BG.
There has never been an official.
Get out of here, Jordan.
Or sorry.
BG. But there has never been an official funded.
Officially funded or sanctioned.
Or sanctioned development of any sport of DS Halo game.
That would be sort.
Like sport of Halo, like Halo.
Would you ever like to see that Halo on the DS?
I mean, if it wasn't a drain on resources. The problem is the DS is not an FPS console, right? It's not an FPS handheld. There's really no such thing. If we did something cool, I would like to see it, but would rather see the Halo IP on any handheld system applied, a different genre, because handhelds don't necessarily do good first-person shooters.
You got to speak up a little. I disagree with him on that. Metroid Prime Hunters for the DS is awesome. The controlling the gun where you aim by using the touchscreen feels so natural, and like I forget I'm playing a handheld. I feel like I'm playing a console game. It's a lot of fun, and I think they could do it really good because it's a lot of fun, and it's a really good game.
Heist,
so,
may come.
Who would like to see Halo on the DS? Assuming that you owned a DS, would you buy it?
I would.
Bungie, do it.
Bungie, owned by Microsoft.
Why would Microsoft?
That's true.
Publish a game for Nintendo.
They wouldn't publish it. They would do it with THQ.
Why would you do that? Why would you give Halo to your competitors? It's not going to happen.
How about the PSP?
It's not. Why would you give it to your competitors?
Yeah. Microsoft never does anything
Microsoft
on the PSP.
Microsoft needs to make a handheld.
You would never
Microsoft will never make a handheld.
Business that will
Why?
Never.
Because the same thing would happen to them as it's happening to Sony. No one buys it.
It's not that bad.
Now they do. PSP went up because of the sale of the.
He's right about that. And
it's true, but it's not still not selling very good, and it's still a 6-to-1 ratio in Japan, and it's still a 3-to-1 or whatever ratio here.
Yeah, I know, but overall it's only a 1-to-2 ratio. Mm-hmm. 41-to-29.
That's still pretty good though for the DS. Okay, who's heard of the game Heist?
Me.
Okay, John hasn't. Because he's playing with his paper. I don't even know why you sit here and listen to this, John.
Yeah.
You can just come in for questions.
You're fired.
Okay, so this... Yes.
Really?
So this is a senior game designer. Seen, Patton?
Thomas, sit down.
Yeah, you have to stay here.
Sit down.
You're not allowed.
Did we say we aren't bringing...
Good boy.
No.
I think that's a good deal, Chris.
Did we say we aren't bringing Heist to the Wii? We are using the Unreal Engine, which currently doesn't have support for the Wii. As a platform, though, we love it, and if possible, would like to get our games running on Nintendo's platform. So what do you think of the possibility of Heist coming to the Wii?
Heist. Okay, I do not know much about this game, but I'm pretty sure you play Thieves, right?
I don't know a ton about it either, but Heist.
Hear,
you have
you get
to
a gun,
steal.
You're good.
For the most part, I hear they're so games.
They're fairly good, I heard here, but yeah.
There's no reason why it shouldn't come to the Wii.
The
only problem is the Unreal Engine's a bit advanced.
It's just that the Wii can't support the graphics. Yep.
But again, Unreal Engine 3 currently isn't supported on the Wii, but who knows what'll happen in the future.
I really think
so you can make Unreal Engine with any graphics.
If they didn't so much.
They can also use a different engine if they wanted to make a complete exclusive.
Okay, rumor, Manhunt 2 to be published despite AO rating.
This is a complete rumor. There's no.
But this is
no official
forever,
words.
This rumor.
Well, no, this is just a rumor that came out now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Manhunt 2 will make it.
That's only because I had a. That's because everybody listens to our show and they heard me getting all in their butts about it.
All of the 8 downloads we have per show.
It's probably about.
One. You're going to read the bold?
No, you go for it.
Okay. I have contacted someone who claims to work for NOA in Redmond. Jordan, what's NOA?
National. Nintendo of America.
In Redmond. That person has told me in confidence that a memo was circulated about 2 weeks ago by Nintendo. About Nintendo publishing Manhunt 2 despite the AO rating. I have been seeking to verify this with my sources at Take-Two and Rockstar. Also, I have asked for the memo to be forwarded to me. I am still busy on those adults only.
You could have just said it.
Yeah. yeah, I know. Seriously, guys.
So please bear with me until I get more detail and I can actually write a proper post. Just let me know if I am saying that I do regard the source and reasonable reliability. Well, I cannot simply believe that Nintendo would ever consider such a move.
What? That's a good move.
I agree. I think Nintendo should get
rid
of that.
Okay, folks, here's a game I'm wholeheartedly against, as we all know.
Yes, Jordan doesn't like the idea of this game, even though you get a choice.
No.
Yes, you get to choose whether to play as the bully or
the... You get to choose whether you beat up the bad guys or beat up the good guys.
Yeah.
No.
Okay,
this
Jordan
is
against
this
game.
Based on the Columbine event, and it should be illegal.
But despite what Jordan thinks, it was a very good game, and it was sold quite a lot.
Tell me.
I don't care.
It's called Rockstar Game, or it's Bully Scholarship Edition to the 360 and the Wii. You play as a bully, or you play as a guy who tries to kill the bullies.
You don't play as a good guy. You're a bully one way or another.
Okay, you're a bully who beats up on other bullies, or a bully who beats up on the
And
nerds.
You're in a school, though.
You're in a... you're in a...
private school.
Wait a second.
Oh, do you get, like, chainsaws?
No.
No, it's... It takes place in a fictional New England boarding school of Bulworth Academy.
Yeah.
That'll be like a seller.
And tells the story of 15-year-old Jimmy Hopkins as he experiences the heights and lows adjusting to a new school. So apparently you play as him who is not a bully.
Yeah, you play as the bully. He's the bully. He adjusts rather quickly.
Capturing the hilarity and awkwardness of adolescence perfectly, Bully Scholarship Edition puts the player into cinematic and engrossing world. University acclaims upon first release, Bully Scholarship Edition is a genre-crossing action game with a warmth and pathos that is unrivaled. Bully received a perfect 10 out of 10 from Electronic Gaming Monthly and 1UP.com and was heralded, yeah, as a great, well-crafted video game that has one of the best senses of humor around by IGN.com. US Today called it a fantastic debut title by Rockstar Vancouver. Ooh, another thing that's in Vancouver. We have EA headquarters.
Why did we do that? That is terrible.
Do what?
Make this game. This is not a good game.
Why
it's a good game. Come on.
I don't care how good the game is. Do you know what events it was based on? It was based on the Columbine events. That's not appropriate to make a game out of. No.
Doesn't matter if you think it's appropriate.
Jordan,
it's going to sell buttloads.
It's not appropriate.
Yeah, Jordan, what do you think about school shootings in the U.S. and their relation to video games?
That was a terrorist attack. No, I don't think that have anything to do with video
that
games.
That was not.
Unless you do something stupid like this, it is a terrorist attack.
You go in with the chainsaw and your huge Gears of War suit.
Unless you do something stupid like this and then base a video game around, you want to get a connection going. Sure.
It's like you go kill a whole bunch of people in a school. No, you go kill a whole bunch of people in a school and then you. You decide, you go to jail, and then you ask, and you're really good, and you're a snitch, and then you decide, you get a laptop with an internet connection, and you design a game that that was based on what you committed, and then you spread it all over the internet, and you become an internet phenomenon.
There is one.
Yeah, I know, but I mean another
what
one.
What one's that?
I forget what it's called, but apparently the point is not that you're playing the game, the point is that you see what these people were going through, and it's something you're trying to understand.
You go to jail?
So it's a movie game.
It's something you're trying to understand.
Okay. Oh, like Lego Star Wars!
No, he put the last 24 hours before each of their lives on this game, and you got to see what it's like. And that's fine, but you don't, and the point wasn't that you got to be these evil, awful people. That's pretty harsh to say. The point is that you get to see what it's like for these people and what it was like and what they were going through. This, you wonder why people say video games are these problems.
I kind of agree with Jordan in this. I don't agree with the game's basis.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing that's coming to the consoles.
There's no problem that's coming to consoles. I don't care what it comes to. My problem is with the game itself.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't have done this.
Okay, questions. Thomas, read one. Read the first one.
I made a paper airplane.
Good for you.
It looks awful.
Bro, let's see if it flies. If it flies.
I'll give you $10 if it actually flies.
10 feet.
20 feet. So basically, from the mic to the wall over there. If it hits the wall,
go.
I'll be very surprised.
Go.
John made a paper airplane. He's gonna throw it.
Boom.
check it.
Or if you hear a big loud noise, it means it hit the mic. It just flopped. Thomas, read the first question.
When will the new site be up?
2 weeks.
It's up now.
Well, within 2 weeks, they should have said that. We don't want them just going and posting yet.
Why not?
Very well, you can go to the site.
Hey, go to the site, it's gamerscube.com, we have it up. Dane is still, okay, it's gonna look awful because all it has is our logo up at the top, and that's
Dane
it.
Dane is still working on it.
It's gonna take about 2 or 3 weeks to finish, and then we're gonna switch.
This
is gonna be the last
episode. The site will officially be up within 2 weeks.
Yes. And we will be posting, and me and Jordan have an announcement to make. We are not just gonna be posting our reviews and reader reviews.
Yeah.
We are going to be posting.
If it is legal.
It's legal, don't worry.
If
we're
going to
be
legal.
Posting reviews from IGN, 1UP, and GameSpot, and we're going to post every review for every game, whether it be on the Xbox Live Arcade or the Virtual Console or any console ever made. It is going
Tom
on our site.
Will do Kim and Chris will do Matt the Game Freak, and John will do. Okay, he has nothing.
I'll give John one of mine or someone.
Okay,
you read now. You're going to do all the
Man of Wii. Games that. Game needed to be pushed back to improve the entire game.
What game should have been pushed back longer?
No, I think she's asking for games that... Yo, what game needs to be pushed...
Jordan,
you heard it here first, everyone. Right, man, weasel, female.
The top of my head, Spider-Man 3.
Right off the top of my hand, they shouldn't have made Spider-Man 3. No, right, actually, Spider-Man 3 needed another 5 years in development.
Yeah.
There's a lot of games, and here's the problem with pushing games back. A lot of people are not sympathetic to companies that push games back. People, would you rather have a crappy 7?
I know, this is why. If they release Twilight Princess on the GameCube only, at the space, before they pushed it back at all, it would be a bad game. There would be glitches. Yeah. And they pushed it back a whole year, and they brought the excellent, the better version to the Wii, and they brought a good version to the GameCube.
I thank you for pushing games back.
Yeah, if the game's bad, push it back. We don't care if you want to meet... Once she's like Red Steel, it could have been an amazing game, and it was fairly good. I really enjoyed it. There was just so many glitches. Like, I walked, and I did this, like, I jumped and pressed a whole bunch of buttons at once, and I got inside a barrel. Like, I walked around inside a barrel.
And those
are inexcusable glitches.
Invisible walls that Chris walked under.
I know.
He walked under an invisible wall.
I crawled. I went down and crawled, and I went under an invisible wall. It was so funny. No.
What happened? There's no graphic to the black.
No, you just couldn't get past. There was just an invisible wall, but it hadn't been done. And I was running into it, and I couldn't get there when I stood up, so I crouched, and I walked under it.
And then he stood up and ran back into it.
Twangs.
Yeah, there's inexcusable glitches, but if that had had another 3 or 4 months in development, it could have been eight or nine.
Jordan.
I know. When do you hit your peak in games, then drop off? What does that mean? Are you talking about us?
No.
When do you hit your peak?
Do you mean game publishers? Let's assume it's game publishers.
Okay.
When you start making bad games.
Dropped off the Sonic stuff when they started making them 3D and when they started making them with heavy rock music.
Okay. That's all like that needs to be said.
What was that one? Prince of Persia came out with the heavy rock music.
Yeah.
Except that wasn't... The game was good. The rock music
and
was bad.
And Ubisoft is not Ubisoft. Lost anything.
Yeah.
Okay, Kim. What is the game you've beaten the most? Lord of the Rings... what is that one? The GameCube one.
Yeah, it's a classic RPG that I almost played through.
Wind Waker.
I beat that game like 4 times. I love that game. Everybody said it was so flawed. That game.
It was some sort of...
Wind Waker for me.
It was on the GameCube.
Yeah, you've been Wind Waker like 3 or 4 times, haven't you?
Me?
I usually don't beat games more than once.
Like Halo,
I would say, I'm going to be cheap and say my normal answer to everything, Star Fox 64, because you have to beat that a million times.
Yeah.
And there's a whole bunch of different paths, so I'm sure I beat it
about 25
times.
Oh, there's this one on level one. There's like
three different
bosses.
I know, there's three different bosses depending on the path you go. There's like 4 or 5 bosses and it depends on the path you go.
Kim. Okay, I'm sad now. Reminisce about the last year for me, please. Okay.
We learned that Jordan.
We got over 1,000 hits.
Yeah, we did get over 1,000 hits.
That is promising.
Most of. We only still have 8 people downloading.
You guys are originals. We will remember you, okay? So when the new site comes up, we will chat. I'm actually writing my first blog post right now. I think you'll enjoy it, folks.
Yeah, I've got to get to writing mine. I don't know what I'm going to base mine off of.
I'm going to write
a little story, probably from a first person perspective, and it'll be like 4 pages long. And, it'll have some sort of swords or magic or sadness in it, and then I will bring it all around to a point, and I will make it very funny, and that's what Jordan's doing, except he's not writing it in a story or first-person perspective, and I'm about out of breath. Jordan, now.
About what? What am I supposed to talk about?
Well, reminisce. You guys, what was your favorite part of this whole thing?
Whose little picture?
Weasels. Remember when Dan was named as Wolf of Death and then he became Weasel?
And the Super Smash Blue Face. That was really funny.
I like the one that, okay, yeah, Thomas, what's your favorite part about last year?
Last year, I gotta say, the jokes. They were just top of the line.
Top of the line? That's such a lie. We're so unfunny.
I know.
Okay, Kim.
No, hey, what's yours?
I have amazing
Jordan,
texture.
What's... Your favorite thing about last year?
Last year? Getting a new site.
That's not
that
last
counts, that counts.
Okay. My favorite thing is all of the listeners that actually stuck with us, and we appreciate you greatly.
The three of you. Yeah, the three of you.
Yeah, the three of you.
We do this with three people.
Okay.
Wow. We kill trees for three people. Okay, Kim, who has the best hair? Do you mean haircut or texture?
You guys, let's do both. Who has the best hair texture?
If you don't mind, folks. Actually, no, wait, I'm
no,
sweating
not you.
All day. I haven't even washed
my hair.
Thomas is
that's been sick, man.
No, my hair is shorter.
Your
that's
hair
how,
is
do you know
not
what texture
shorter?
Is?
Yeah, I do.
What the heck? It's like...
Okay,
it
folks,
is at the back.
I think John wins this one.
John?
No.
We're just going to give it to Jordan.
Yeah.
Thank you. Because when my hair is washed, it's nice, silky. Best haircut, not me. I'm eliminated right off.
No.
Not really, like... We'll give it to Chris because he had the most recent haircut.
I had a haircut 2 days ago.
So
that's not
thing.
Fair.
That's not fair.
Okay, Matt the Game Freak.
Hey, it's me. Oh, I'm reading that. Matt the Game Freak. A. What's A? A.
It's A.
It's A.
Screaming.
Ooh.
Ow! That hurt myself.
Okay, John, here's a quiz. What does AA mean in Japanese?
You stink.
No, it means ah. A-H or O-H. It means ah or O. A-A. So I'm going to assume he's making a Japanese reference and he's saying ah. Okay? So I guess I'll have to get used to gamerscube.com then. What you see in the future? I don't mean yours, but for the world.
This is a good question. World annihilation. World annihilation.
Folks, in all seriousness, we are coming on to dark times, I'm not lying to you.
I mean, have you seen everything?
No, the Taliban is at its strength that it was in 2001 now. I'm not joking.
Why are you always talking about terrorism?
Yeah, why are you being so...
Because it is an issue, folks.
I see hover cars, and I see all of us to be older, and I see John... No, I see Jordan dead because he ran over some old lady and has been thrown in prison and became a snitch and was killed.
Folks.
I see Thomas...
Becoming
an awesome game designer and working for,
I actually do want to be a graphic designer.
I see Chris sitting...
I got it! I got it!
That's where I see me too.
He says one day I'm gonna be rich, and then like it says 20 years later, and he's sitting in the corner and like somewhere in a dumpster going, I will be rich one day. It says 50 years later, he has a beard. I will be rich one day. And he has his Xbox. He keeps hanging it.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm gonna get a job.
I think Jordan's gonna.
Matt the Game Freak. This will be my last question of all time for me, or this will be the last question of all time for me anyway. This is good. What is the most disgusting thing you've ever eaten?
Not forever, man. Are you leaving us?
No, I'm going to assume he means for this site.
Yeah.
What's the most disgusting thing we've ever eaten?
Oh, milk and Tabasco.
I drink milk, chocolate milk.
Sparkling
grapefruit.
It's called acid.
Chocolate milk all put together.
Yeah,
drink
and you didn't drink it, John. It what
it
happened
curdled.
To it? It curdled
in
the glass.
Was the most disgusting thing.
And
you've
then,
ever
then
eaten.
That night I ate a whole grapefruit with some milk.
I'm gonna. What's the worst?
John, you're so smart.
I have no idea. I don't really eat gross things.
The grossest thing I've ever eaten.
Probably dirt. Something.
Yeah, I've eaten dirt before.
You assume that when you're kids.
Thomas is throwing an airplane. Let's see how it goes.
Yours is just gonna sing.
I am the best paper airplane maker.
Oh!
Okay,
Man of Wii. For me, final question I'm going to ask. One, what sort of content are we going to see? You're going to see a lot of really good content. We have amazing message boards.
Yes, the message boards are amazing.
Okay.
It's not a joke. There are amazing
podcast changes. We will have the three console news. The three main console makers. What do you think of the last year? How have you grown? We haven't.
We became stupider.
5'11", I'm ending 5'11".
Yep.
Actually, no, I'm 6 now. But still. How have we grown?
Special note. John owes me $10. I hit the wall.
Wow. I never agreed to that.
You never agreed to that.
Anyway, you said if I hit the wall.
What? Do you think of Lester and how have you grown overall?
We've become stupider.
No, we haven't.
Listen, we've grown enough to push this new website.
Yeah.
But folks, we're gonna need your
We're
help.
Going to be able
we know
to.
You're embarrassed about the
We're
website
going to be able
is.
To improve our podcast enough to make it worth listening to by more people.
And we want more content, and we need your help, folks. When the website is half decent to look at, maybe then you'll help us out, you know. But we don't want you to, you know, humiliate yourselves like we do every week for you, you know. You know. Anyway, thank you for listening. This is our final episode.
We'll see you, everyone. Let's say bye.
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 We'll see you on the new site. We love you all. Not in that way.
You stink like dung on the road, Chris. You stink like dung on the road.
Okay, let's see how this goes.